All right, 98Q, happy Wednesday, 8:46 a.m. We'll call it 8:45 because that's what our time slot starts with. And today, the 8:45 time spots, Keith Crispell, superintendent down there at Prentice. Good morning, Keith.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
It's great up here in Park Falls, even though the day started a little bit dreary. Keith, I think you'll agree, half the time people ask me how I'm doing, I basically tell them what the weather is as an answer, and it's okay today. I'm doing okay.
That sounds appropriate. We've got, you know, I'm sure it's a busy week. We've got Memorial Day coming up. That means graduation time. I'm sure you're talking about that quite a bit, right?
Well, and everything, there's four total district administrators and superintendents who I talk to, and every single one of them, Keith, excluding yourself, but I bet you'd agree, has told me about how momentum has just been picking up. And it sounds like people are describing a train that's just picking up speed because the kids are still here in school this year for now, and you're already planning ahead to next year, right? You guys got to stay way ahead of the game.
Oh, absolutely. You have to. Otherwise, you miss a day, you're a week behind type of thing.
Absolutely. So what kind of planning have you guys been doing? Tell me about the end of year and how it's been going for you. Let's get the general update from the Prentice School District, please.
Yeah, certainly. But, you know, first, I want to give you a hypothetical. I think you'll appreciate this.
I bet you're right. Hit me.
All right. Pretend you have all the attributes of Batman. All right. You with me so far? All the attributes of Batman.
Okay.
Would you, A, use those new skills to fight crime and justice in a metropolitan area, or maybe something smaller scale like rescue kittens in a tree in a rural setting?
Oh, man.
I think I would go with the tree setting myself, I know.
Well, I think everybody's tempted to give the big answer, but I think each of us knows deep down that we'd be too concerned about our family members and our friends and the things that keep us in a small town in the first place.
Exactly. I think that's a kind of a fitting message, though, for, you know, our graduates, no matter where they are, because if you choose A or B, one thing's for certain, you are making a difference, whether that's saving that little kitten or stopping some crime, you know. So I think that's just awesome that our seniors are getting ready to take that next step on. You know, we got graduation this Friday, 7 p.m. at the Prentice High School gym. And I said this last year, I'll say it again, we've got an outstanding group of seniors, and it's going to be so bittersweet to see them go. We always got good kids, but these guys just, you know, I've been with them a couple years, and they're just really important. I got to know them really well, seen all the good things that they've done, and they're going to make a super difference. Thursday, we've got a little senior citizen breakfast, and our seniors are going to do their walkthrough in that morning, so we're going to treat both seniors to some nice breakfast food, get them all ready and out the door to go. So looking forward to that. Also with Memorial Day, we got our band director, Luann Peterson. She'll have her all-star group up in the Spirit Town, and they'll be doing their Memorial Day service. Looking forward to our students performing there. And what else do we got? Speaking of music, Matilda, the play, concluded this last Saturday. I know you guys had some of our students on the radio doing some listening to that. That was really fun. They did a great job. And just a huge shout-out to Harmony Jasunas, just commending her for her time, effort, dedication. You know how much that takes to do 16-hour days, three or four, you know, days a week. You're just putting in all that time, all that stuff vaccine, but I thought it went off without a hitch. And then, of course, sports. We got regional events coming up on the 26th with our golf team traveling to Tomahawk, the Chenawa Country Club. And then our track team will be over at the home of the Tigers in Stratford. And baseball, we'll figure that out here after tonight's seating meeting.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, hey, if you're able to say, hey, we'll figure that out when we get to it, that almost sounds like a luxury the way, like I said, I've been talking to a lot of district admins, superintendents, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. That's not exactly a frequently given answer because you guys have to plan for the bridges you might not even have to cross. That's part of educating kids and doing all the things, like you pointed out with Harmony. You know, if you look at like what somebody like Harmony does for the play in putting it on and administrating things, that's an impressive effort. Before you factor in the full-time work that's going in before that even starts in the day, it really is all about that extra we can give. And I think that's just part of living in a small town. You know, small towns, they seem a little bit bigger when each of us gives so much. People like Harmony.
Absolutely.
That is, I'm still slacking. Yep. A little bit, let's be real. I just talk into a microphone, but hey, people like you and Harmony get the real work going. Keith, I'm looking at your website, prentice.k12.wi.us. I'm looking at the academic year calendar, and we're talking about the end of the year, but oh my goodness, what is your last day? We're just a week or two away at most.
It's hitting me in the face real soon here. It's right around the corner. Yep, our seniors are, you know, they're done here, graduating Friday, and then our regular kids, K through 11, they'll go until the 29th. We take a little bit of time off, and then we're starting summer school right up again on the 8th of June.
Right, and you know what? I'm the football guy, so I'll always go back to that. But I remember a couple years ago when I started really diving in, when I started doing radio, and I ran into the saying, if you don't want there to be an off-season, there is no off-season, because you can always keep yourself busy with the draft and prospects and college players and stuff. I think the same applies for people in academic professions. It's basically like, hey, you're going to be up thinking about this, even if it's 9 p.m. in the middle of the summer, you've got planning to do, thinking to do. Do you find yourself thinking about school at all hours?
All the time. Yep. I was up at 4 this morning going, ooh, okay, we got to do this and this and this.
And it's just the last couple weeks. I can hear people out there saying, I'm sure it doesn't matter that much. But even if it doesn't matter, the fact that you guys care so much is really what makes it all go. I gotta watch out, or I'll start piling on the compliments, as I tend to do with educators and people with professions like that. I appreciate it so much because, man, if you guys just took a month off and let all the kids loose for a month, I think we'd all begin to understand just how much you do for us. And people can get a good look at that at the website, prentice.k12.wi.us, for a calendar version of it. What else is coming? What should we not lose sight of, Keith, as we get caught in the bustle of the end of the year? Maybe some shout-outs you'd like to give, or if there's a job opening that you're looking to accommodate going into next year, what deserves some attention today?
Well, I think you kind of touched on it a little bit. You know, the teacher shout-outs. And just everything that they do, they're like ducks on the water. They're paddling furiously, but on the surface, you know, they're looking calm and keeping it together. And like you said, it's the end of the year. It's kind of everything's thrown at you, but they're holding everything together. They're keeping the kids moving along. Just a huge shout out to them. I think every one of us can think back and name every one of our teachers, because that's how important they are in our lives. That's how important they are for our students right now, and they just do a fantastic job.
Absolutely. I bet I could even give you, less than I like to believe, but I could even give you a chunk of my high school schedule from, like, freshman year because of the impact that those teachers made. So I think you hit it right on the head, Keith. It's easy in the bustle of being a student or doing the other things of our daily life to miss where the extra is. And it's easy to think of strong people or people who give a little bit more, but it's easy to forget that a strong person is somebody who's probably having a hard time and doing really well with it. You know, if you look at somebody who shows a lot of resolve or a lot of extra energy, that's a normal person who's just doing a little bit more, like you said, like a duck under the surface. I'm reminded of the line from a song, one of our plays, "Beneath the Surface." It's basically a propeller that they've got going on down there. Duck calm on the surface, though. And Harmony will know that line, too, because it showed up in Honk. So, Keith, thank you for giving us some time, some recognition to those teachers and the ones who give a little extra. Anything else you'd like to touch on before we wrap up today?
Hey, no, we're really good and just super proud of all our kids.
Awesome. I look forward to talking to you again soon, because next time we talk, Keith, it'll actually technically be in the summertime. So we might have to adjust our scheduling a little bit, but I hope to talk to you again soon on Reality Radio so we can get a glimpse of what's going on when those kids have summer. The teachers, the district administrators, the superintendents, you guys are on overtime. Keith, thank you so much. Until we talk to you again.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
You too. Take care. That's Keith Crispell, by the way, district administrator. Or wait, does he go by superintendent? Keith, I'm sorry. The head man of sorts, if you will. District administrator from Prentice School District. Joel is right about some things, and one of them is that I need a paper chart here and there. So I'm going to put a paper chart together so I can keep track of these titles.